Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge. Joining me is my co-host Lucky Pérez. We greet all of you a warm and a pleasant Wednesday morning here on www.go4gold. Unfortunately, the on-field action as far as cricket is concerned seems very limited because we just got only one game coming up today, and that's the first ODI to be played in Dhaka between Pakistan and Bangladesh. Some exciting news from the Pakistan camp as envisaged. Shahin Shah Afridi has taken over the captaincy, as you know, but he has made a statement that they're looking for young blood. So there is some thought running in the media that this could mark the end of Babar Azam's white ball perseverance in the future. That includes Naveed Nawaz as well. So, I mean, this is only a speculation by the media, because Shahin Shah Afridi has been very firm in the statement. He has said, look, we need to look ahead. We need to look for young blood. So that's what white ball cricket is all about. Nevertheless, play gets underway. It's a day-night game between Pakistan and Bangladesh. Now then, Bangladesh, who have been out of white ball cricket in the international arena during the World Cup 2026 due to a few issues, are expected to be at their best. They need to focus and try and get themselves back into the international arena after a bit of a layoff of almost 1.5 months. I'd like to take this opportunity of wishing both Bangladesh and Pakistan all the very best. Now, we also are having another live game of cricket taking place in New Zealand, where Zimbabwe women are playing their third ODI against the Kiwis. A short while ago, in 38.3 overs, New Zealand were 189 for 3 wickets. What's coming up is going to be very interesting in New Zealand, because New Zealand are going to play host starting on the 15th of March for a 5 T20 series against the visiting South Africans. And the Kiwis have named a squad, relatively a young squad. 3 debutants have been introduced into the T20 series. Satna obviously will captain the side. He's got some seniors, including Devon Convoy and Loki Ferguson, in pursuit. But they are resting some important players. Now, this is very interesting, isn't it? 2 players, namely their top openers in Seifert and Finn Allen, who were very impressive during the World Cup, are being rested for this series. Now, we are going to keep a very close look on this particular series, because I assure you that South Africa and New Zealand play exciting cricket. And as South Africa has stated, they've got a score to settle with New Zealand, because New Zealand, let's face it, knocked them out of the finals when they played the semi-finals at the Wankhede Stadium, where they completely outplayed the South Africans to win that game. So that's going to be quite an exciting series for all of us to follow. Right, and also I have some bad news as far as Sri Lanka is concerned. Unfortunately, Sri Lanka will not be touring the United Arab Emirates. We just had a communique. Thank you very much indeed, Lucky Pérez, for sending the communique to me. Sri Lanka will not be touring United Arab Emirates to play against Afghanistan due to the current situation in the Middle East. No sooner I have further updates, I certainly will keep you posted. Now, Shane Dulever, our rugby correspondent, has sent us a little communique. The Fiji rugby tournament is scheduled to get underway on the 15th of March, which is a Sunday. I'll give you more details no sooner Shane gives me all the details. But I just thought I'll give you a bit of a teaser package this morning for your listening pleasure, and to note down what you can expect in the rugby arena. And don't forget, today being the 11th of March, an important school's game gets underway. The president's knockout tournament for the schools, the lung opener or the curtain raiser between Trinity College Kandy and Thurston College, scheduled to be played today. Keep our eyes focused on that as well. Well, that's it from me and Lakith Peeris, our co-host. Catch you again tomorrow at the same time. In the meantime, get your headsets on as I spin you a record for your listening pleasure.